Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
So, I am Janet.
And I am Roger.
And producing things behind the scenes is Mandingo. And I think Roger's wife, Dee, is hanging out, but she may or may not talk today. No worries. I know people typically like to start a book and want to read the first chapter and start at the beginning and finish at the end, but we don't feel like doing that because it might be boring to you and other people. Plus, we are dying to tell some of the stories that we have all pent up because both Roger and I have been in the lifestyle for a while. And we want to be able to tell these stories because some of them are funny, some of them are sad, some of them are both happy and sad, but they're not something you can go to work and tell, and they're not something you can typically shout out in public. So we're going to begin by jumping into the deep end of the pool, which is in the middle of our lifestyle lives. And I'll tell you that when you are trying to meet another couple or even another single person at a party, one of the easiest and best ways for you to get to know them and figure out what it is they like or not like is to ask them to tell you one of their good stories or their best stories from the lifestyle or one of their bad stories, failures. You know, not all sex is bad sex. Well, some of it is good. Some of it is a lot better than that. But tell me the sort of bad sex stories. And so along those lines, I'm here to ask Roger, you get to choose. Tell me, please, and anybody else who's listening, and hopefully it's not people from work. Tell me, please, either your good story or your bad story you choose. And you don't even have to tell me if you've chosen good or bad. Just start telling the story and we'll figure it out.
I'm prepared for both, but I think the important thing for everybody, especially when they're getting into this, is to just have a good understanding of human behavior and understand, just like dating, it's just not always going to end up in a home run. You're just not always going to win. Just to get it all started, I will start with what I think is my worst and tell that story. And me being a male, and when I tell these stories, it is first person with emotion, whether it's good or bad. And so when you're a dude, you have a bad story involving another woman, it typically starts with this bitch. So we had this bitch, and this story was a unicorn, and we were heading out for the night, and
you gotta explain what a unicorn is. You have to explain a unicorn.
A unicorn, just like the mystical creature in the lifestyle, is a single female who will just get with a couple, whether it's for both partners or just the man or just the woman. She usually dates couples, but it's not in a box or limited in any way. And the lifestyle is probably predominantly made up of couples, and every couple wants a unicorn.
So you got the uniforms. Continue. Sorry. This bitch, the unicorn. Let's go.
We had hung out with this lady several times and had a great time. We knew she was could be trouble, but that was also some of the fun of it. But this she had been gone for a while, and she resurfaced and popped into a group chat asking for a ride to the party. And I will go ahead and point out for my wife, that's red flag number one. But I swallowed the hook, and plus I wanted to hear all about why she had been gone, and what better way than for a 40 minute or so ride to our favorite party. This particular party just always hits. They usually open the doors around 9. And, you know, and everybody shows up between 9 and 10:30. But that first time, it's set for just to be a social hour. And then at 11 o'clock, the host opens the playrooms. And so we give her a ride to the party. And I was helping the hosts as the door guy at the time. And so I'm up there greeting guests. I'm loading up, ready for 11 o'clock. And like, and when the host gets up there and says the playrooms are open, it is like, it's like the gates opening at the Kentucky Derby. I mean, it is go time. And at 10:55, this bit comes walking by the front door and says hi to me and sees a lady coming in and just goes like full ghetto mode out of nowhere and just saying, oh, I guess they'll just let anybody, any trash up in this party. And me being in the party mode, party spirit, just thinking, haha, I guess they know each other. They knew each other, and it was in a bad way. And, you know, the problem is that this kind of behavior in the lifestyle is not permitted. It's not okay anywhere. If there's somebody you don't like, you can go the other way. And at a party is not the time to put your issue on the table, especially 5 minutes before the good part of the party is getting ready to kick off. So this just continues to explode. The hosts and the moderator kind of jump on the situation, and they handle it. They are kicking her out. But remember, some idiot decided to give her a ride. But that's okay. They're going to call a cab or call an Uber. Except this was kind of during COVID, and not many people were working, especially at that time of night. And so as... Excuse me, I'm having to just move, that's all. So as they're calling and looking for a way for this lady to get home, there are no Ubers. There are no cabs. There are no Lyfts available. And the last resort is, well, you guys gave her a ride here. You're going to have to take her home. And I am loaded on what we'll just refer to as pre-workout. I am ready to go. I am in the gate, ready for the gates to open the Kentucky Derby, and boner killer. And that was the longest ride home from a party. It, her having this explosion completely delayed playtime on everybody's part. Everybody was just kind of afraid to get in there and play, and kind of afraid they were going to miss the eruption too. That's just human nature. We want to watch the train wreck, but that is bar none my worst night in the lifestyle.
Well, that's so funny that your worst story is about you not getting laid, and my worst story is about getting laid.
Well,
so my worst story.
We'll talk about sex related injuries down the road.
No. We'll hold. So usually when you do this and you hear it from somebody, okay, so you hear their story, then it's time for you to listen to my story so you understand the things that I like and don't like. That's how we do in the conversation. So now we know that what Roger doesn't like it is when his penis is all hard and ready, and he's been waiting patiently because some party person has said you can't play until some time o'clock, which you know is one of my pet peeves. All right. So understand that, yes, you were all revved up, and then some bitch that you tried to do a nice thing and give her a ride to the party, you end up, she's your responsibility. And then these people that you wanted to party with do not hold you in high regard anymore. That's definitely an issue. My story I'll start with is, my husband and I, hubby number two, cause I've been in the lifestyle for a while. My, husband and I, so for those of you who are not in the lifestyle, there are a couple of different websites that you can go on, and you create profiles. And just like on eHarmony or some of these other ones, you can search other people's profiles and reach out to them and try to talk to them. And so you have a profile that's set up. And on our profile, it says, now, typically couples don't like to put what age they are on there because they don't want somebody saying, I don't want to play around with an older couple. And so usually if they have to list age, they'll say 99 years, wrinkles shouldn't matter, some of the other stuff like that. So we have that listed on our profile, and a lot of other people have that listed on their profile. I also have listed on my profile that some of the definite no-goes for me are, if you're a smoker, I'm not going to do you. Okay. Nice to know you as a friend, but I don't like licking ashtrays. Okay. That's on the profile. It's in there. And so they have these sites where you have these profiles up, and a couple of these sites have a section called Out on the Town. And Out on the Town means that if you're traveling to another area, you can list your profile in there and say, hey, I'm in this area, and we'd like to meet up for some fun. Are there any other couples that are out there who are interested? So my hubby puts our profile up as Out on the Town. We are indeed traveling. We are on a business road trip, and we are going through some states in the Midwest. Okay. So we're going through some states in the Midwest, and we are definitely set to stop in one of these kind of big enough city for that state. And we're planning on stopping there for some fun. Now, my husband breaks one of my, it's not a really solid rule, but it's a warning thing, is I don't like to agree that I'm going to spend the night with somebody unless I know them. Okay. Big mistake to say, yeah, we'll come over and we're driving through your state and we'll meet you for dinner and then we'll go spend the night at your house. But that's what my husband said. Okay. And so the thing is that, all right, I might as well try it. So Roger has his hand raised up. What do you want to say, Roger?
By spend the night, you mean just commit on the front before the meet to commit, yes, to banging, yes, one out? Or
no? Yeah. Okay. Well, he's committed to spend the night. We have an extra guest room. You guys can stay in our guest room, blah, blah, blah. No reason for you to rent a hotel. Okay. So he commits to this. And the pictures, I know why he did it. Okay. He did it because the pictures of on their couple profile are all of her. She is this little petite thing who is in her tennis outfit, all of this, you know, running around, different cute poses of her in her tennis outfit. And let's put it this way, I'm not that petite person. So she is definitely a different person than I am. And I understand if you have steak all the time for dinner, maybe you want to try some chicken. She's the chicken. Okay. So sure. I can tell she's really cute. And the other big warning is there are no pictures of him. Okay. On the profile, there are no pictures of him. So there's just pictures
red
of
flag.
Her. Red flag, red flag. So two. So he says they agree that as we're driving through, the restaurant that we're going to meet at is a Chili's. Okay. Now, this is also one of my pet peeves when I travel. When I travel, I don't want to eat at a restaurant chain because I know what Chili's tastes like. I know what Applebee's tastes like. Okay. So I'm not going to try and down it. It's not Chili's fault that I had a bad experience. Okay. Maybe I should have called it Applebee's or whatever. So we were going to stay. So we meet them at the Chili's or Applebee's. And so I'm not happy because I'm not eating at a place that I like to eat at a hometown restaurant, you know, someplace that I wouldn't eat at normally. So wouldn't have the chance to eat at because I'm traveling through. So we walk into the Chili's and the couple are seated at a high top table. Seated. He doesn't get up. This is a red flag. I don't see the red flag because I'm not actively trying to see red flags at this point. Okay. But this is a red flag.
I'm with you. I love it. Okay. About the adventure.
Right. So I'm like, I have to be open-minded. I have to be, because sometimes my hubby gets me to try things that if I didn't try them, I wouldn't have known how great they were. Okay. So because of that, I give him some slack. And so I'm thinking, I need to try this. I need to be open. I need to try this and meet new people. And she's cute. She's sitting down. She is like her picture. She's very cute. This guy looks like Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Okay. He's got bald. He has got age spots. All right. He's got Biden hair basically right now. Okay. And I'm trying. Okay. I'm trying to get past the face. I'm trying to get past the wrinkles. I'm trying to get past, you know, because it also says that they're professionals. So I'm thinking, okay, let's sit down and talk to them, because I'm the type of person that if you're smart, and I don't care if you have age spots or whatever else it is, if you're a smart person and you start, say, have some witty conversation, I'm going to get past those age spots. I'm going to get past your lack of hair. So I'm thinking, okay, let's sit down and have this conversation. So we sit down to dinner. And all this guy does the whole time is tell us how his wife has done nothing all of her life, that she has been a housewife that's raised their three children, and basically that he has run his computer firm and that he's the boss and he knows everything and blah, blah, blah. And all I can see as I'm sitting there is, oh, my God, I have to go home with these people. Okay. And I'm thinking to myself, but I also see the way that my husband is looking at her. And so this is
like
when,
a snack.
Right. This is when our friend Missy, she's the one that told me this, that sometimes you got to take one for the team. Okay. So sometimes you know that that other person really wants to do it. And so out of love for that person, you kind of want to take one for the team. And so I'm thinking to myself, it's one night. Okay. It's one night, Janet. How long? I mean, you can get through it. 24 hours. I can get through this. Right. And so I look at this guy and as he talks all through dinner, and then they say, we need to pick up a few things for breakfast. So you girls go together to the grocery store and us guys are going to go home. Okay. He stands up. He is in a white tracksuit that is like a 1970s seersucker type tracksuit that you can tell he is really proud of himself in this. He thinks he looks hot in this. He does not look hot. Okay. And he shuffles his way to the door. Shuffles. I am not kidding you. Now, this happened many years ago. So this was before Biden. But every time I see Biden, I'm thinking to myself, oh my God, that's Lurch. Okay. Because in my head, this dude is Lurch. All right. And he's shuffling.
I have to play it out in my head. I mean, by shuffle, are we talking about hip pain and a knee replacement? Or are we talking about an old school player that's just still got it?
No, no, we're talking hip pain. Like, I can do this without my walker. I think I can, you know?
Oh, boy.
I think I can, right? So they get in the car and they drive home. We go to the grocery store. She wants to buy some other things. She's pretty nice to talk to. I make small talk with her, and I think to myself, okay, I really can try to do this. We drive back to their house. It is in a nice neighborhood. So we're not talking about slum stuff. We're talking about, yeah, he probably has a computer company. He has probably made some money. It's a pretty nice neighborhood. So we pull in, and we walk inside, and they put the groceries away. And within the first 2 minutes, hubby is on the couch with her, got her top off, got her bra off, going to town, because that's how hubby works. Okay. And I know it. This is what I love about him. Okay. And so he's going at it. This is very hot. This is very sexy. Sitting over there on the other side of the couch is Lurch. And Lurch takes the top of his tracksuit and says, "Do you like my tracksuit?" And I was like, "Yeah, okay."
And you're like, "I'll put the groceries away."
I'm trying to be enthusiastic, right? And so I'm just like, and I'm asking them, because I know that they have this little bedroom that's set off for us. And he's like, he unzips his jacket, and he has one of those muscle man t-shirts that's hanging off of the old man chest. Okay. So there's the wrinkles and then the muscle man t-shirt. And I go to reach down to, and I should have known this, because the other red flag that I saw at dinner, but I totally ignored it, is it looked like he had either false teeth or teeth that were yellowing really bad. And so then I realize, oh my God, that's not yellowing teeth. Those are nicotine teeth. Okay. And so I get close enough to get near him. And I start almost hurling, because I can smell it. Okay. And he's got a big old nicotine patch on his arm. And I go, I say to him, "Is that a nicotine patch on your arm?" And he goes, "Yeah, I decided to quit smoking." And his wife, who is now at this point on top of my husband and going to town, turns laughingly and says, "Yeah, after the two packs that he smoked this morning, he put that nicotine patch on." Okay. So, I'm going, oh,
well, that's nice. He read your profile.
Right. Okay, right. So you lied, you mother. You lied. Okay. So I am now, I don't know who to be mad at. I don't know if I should be mad at my hubby. Okay. And it's really not his fault. It's this guy's fault for lying. And I can't really blame his wife, because my hubby is great to play with. And probably after dealing with smoking, licking, ashtray, dominating, jerkhead guy, she probably wants a nice guy. And my husband's a really nice guy. So I see that. And so he takes off his pants, and he's got a decent sized dick. Okay. So in my head, I'm like, well, maybe I should try. Okay. So he says to me, "Don't get anything on my tracksuit." He just pulled his pants down. He didn't pull them all the way off. And so I said, "Let's go to the bedroom." And I went to the bedroom. We take and walk together back to the bedroom. He lays down on the bed. And this is when I decide, I am so happy that I have taken the yoga classes that I've taken and some of the kickboxing classes I've taken, because basically what this is going to require from me is a way to fuck this dick without touching any other part of his body. Okay. Cause it's hard and it's good looking. And so he's laying there And I straddle him, and I just straddle like one leg over the other. And then I kind of position it. And then I just kind of go down straight. Okay. There's a quick entry. So it's like rocket ship taking off into the hole. Boom. That's it. Okay. He doesn't have to do a damn thing. I'm doing the squats. I am not touching any part of this dude's body. Okay. Except for the dick. So I fuck this guy. I'm like the ballerina that's spinning around on the jewelry box. Okay. That's pretty much me. Up and down, spinning around, trying to get it to come. It comes maybe 5-10 minutes. I then gingerly step off again without touching his body at all. And he says to me, "There'll be more like that for you in the morning." And I turn to him and I say, "I don't think so, because there's a real problem." And he said, "What is that problem?" I said, "Well, I think I'm going to screw up your white tracksuit, because I just started my period." And the look on his face of the fear of blood going on his tracksuit was the best thing. Okay. So like, oh my God, this is so worth it. Okay. So I'm not mad at hubby anymore. I'm just thinking, I just fucked a guy without really touching him. So that must be what it feels like to get fucked through a glory hole or something else like that. And then I jumped into the bathroom and I got into the tub and rinsed all of the cigarette smoke off of me. And then by the time I got out, he was out of the room. I shut the door. And then a little bit later, there's this little knock on the door. And I'm like, "Who is it?" And it's the hubby. And he goes, are you okay?" Because he knows. He knows, because he watched it all, and he knows that this was so wrong. And there were so many red flags. We put up these rules for a reason, and there were so many red flags that we blew through. And here's the thing is, I know that letting him into the room, I could be the royal bitch. I could be the, "You screwed this all up, and you set me up with this terrible couple, and oh my gosh." But I've been in that relationship before with my first husband. My first husband would have been blaming me for everything. I am not going to blame hubby two for this. Okay. I love hubby two so much. And I'm so happy that he got to do this woman that he's really has been attracted to for a while, and that he got it out of his system, and he was really happy with that. He knows that I took one for the team. And he also knows that this is a situation when even bad sex can be good if you just do it right, and then just no more. So, but never, ever again are we going to meet a couple and say to them, "We'll stay at your house for the evening," without meeting them and having a conversation first. Yeah. What's the verdict? Is it bad? Is that a bad story or a good story?
That is epic. Well, I think it is bad for you, definitely good for him. I got a couple points to make. And
okay.
The first one, you know, you mentioned this indirectly. I would stress to people so bad, like rule number one and 1 through 5 is you have to communicate. And if you don't even know what to say, then set a small boundary and that's just outside your box, and test those waters and see how that goes, and then communicate again. We talked to the point we were sick of talking. We talked to the point I was just like, you just need to go to this party tonight and find a dick to sit on, and then we'll come back and talk about it. We were just sick of talking when we got started. But when you find boundaries, sometimes, oh my God, they're so hard to stick to. Because you know, when a profile picture pops up and you're the guy and you're just sitting there like, "Oh yeah, yeah, I'd tear into that like a hungry lion." But you know, You gotta be willing to step out and do some adventure. I think I feel like one thing I've taken away from the lifestyle is you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And if you keep yourself in a box, it's going to be real predictable a lot of the times. And so, you know, I would tell people, make it an adventure. I don't know about sleeping in a stranger's house. However, lifestyle people tend to be fairly, the majority of them tend to be fairly centered. And it's really just about knowing people on a deeper level than you've known people up to this point. And, you know, the adventure really comes in because so many of us were raised that this was just such a taboo thing. And it, you know, it isn't an adventure. And that's why you get out of it what you put into it. The only thing that would make this story better, though, Janet, is if this guy had a Russian accent. I mean, he's got the tracksuit. He's a real heavy smoker. I mean, throw a Russian accent on there like he was a former Russian gangster or something. That would just dial this thing in. And, you know, and then
we
you
got a movie. We definitely have a movie.
I mean, yeah. Him saying it's not the first time I've had blood on my tracksuit. You know, oh, yeah.
Oh, he was so afraid when I said that. He was like picking up his tracksuit and getting out of that room as fast as he could get out.
I stopped making this tracksuit 15 years ago. let's see. What else? There's something else.
Do we have any comments from the cheap seat from the producer?
I was on mute.
Okay, well, you're unmuted, so producer.
Because I wanted to just listen without any distractions or anything. I had to let my wiener out. I finally got her to go back in the bed, but anyway. So the
dog. Wiener dog for all you sickos wiener out there.
Yeah, they. I got them both back in bed and everything, but no, I'm just being entertained here. So
was that entertaining enough for you?
I think so. Yeah, it's pretty good.
I guess,
I don't hear at the grocery store, you know.
And that's maybe that's the name of the podcast on this first one, is the story you didn't hear at the grocery store, or the story you didn't hear at work. I think we could also call it Lurch. You know, I don't know if somebody who's listening for the first time is going to be attracted by us calling it Lurch. You know, that bitch in Lurch.
Yep.
Jeez.
That's good stuff.
So is that enough for us to record? You want me to?
I think that's a very, very, very good first episode. I did.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.